Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Harps is here, too. Gary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years. He's become a good friend of ours. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, and also Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. He's the guy that we turn to when we want to become better CEOs. Gary Harps, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good to talk to you, Jim.
Good to talk to you, Gary. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being back on the show. Gary, one of the things that I keep harping on, bless their hearts, with my small business folks, is the importance of getting at least as often as you can in the role, assuming the role of the CEO of your small business, because there are jobs that have to be done that can only be done by the CEO, and that's the founder, that's the owner, that's the person at the top of the org chart. And one of the problems we have is in doing that is there are a lot of things we have to deal with at that level, and sometimes we have a hard time knowing where to start. You got any ideas?
We sure do. We see this all the time. In fact, I read a report recently that said that this is a report that was been done many times over the last 10 or 15 years. And that about one third of all the manpower and effort in a company, small or large, does not contribute to its strategy. And yeah. So, you know, in today's world with all the electronics, we are overwhelmed with stimulus, you know, email, text, phone calls, et cetera.
Yep.
And we're not.
Hey, Gary, don't forget the shiny objects.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the shiny object. And we're not doing a very good job of sorting through that. And, you know, as a CEO, you've got that problem personally, but you've got 5 or 6 or 10 of people working for you. You've got that problem with them, too. They all do. And, you know, the CEO, we use the phrase internally, well, how do we do what's important? You know, that's an everyday call for each of us, whether it's in our personal life or our professional life. How do you do what's important? And, you know, the CEO has a unique role in the sense of you can't do what's important unless you know what's important. So,
right.
The one technique we're starting to use in our strategic planning and operational planning is to insist that people limit themselves to say, tell me the top 3 things you want to get done in the next 12 months. 3 only.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of that is it causes them to realize they don't really know. If they can tell you the top 10 things they want to do, but they can't tell you the top 3. And it really forces focus. Now, that's step one, and the CEO has to be heavily engaged in deciding that. But what happens next? How do you get Johnny or Susie or whoever else to, when the phone's ringing, doing all these other things on a day-to-day basis, win the battle of doing what's important? And we also use the phrase, you've heard the term tyranny of the urgent.
Right.
You know, well, we don't think it's possible to take away the urgent. It's that stuff comes at you whether you want it or not. But what is possible is to make what's important more urgent.
Well, there's another thing that I think happens. Sometimes urgency is another word for chaos. It's another word for crisis. And one of the things that I try to get across to people is the more you do what you're talking about, the more you identify the 3 things, you know, even if there's 6 that they're all the same, pick 3 get started on those, solve those, get those put to bed, so to speak. And it's amazing how the chaos and the crises and the other challenges, the urgencies, will start diminishing. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree with that. We can't handle 10 things, so focus on one or two, and always, if you pick the right one or two, the others get better. So I agree with you. And so one technique, then, if you kind of try to systematize this a little bit, you get together once a year and say, what are the top three things we want to do in the next year? And then you turn around and have, as a group, as a company, and then you turn around and have each person say, okay, what are the top three things I need to get done? Given that the company needs to get these things done, what are the top three things I need to get done? And then you get together and talk about those. And then you start to say, well, here's how what I'm doing relates to these other three. And but that's still not enough, because it doesn't help you fight. The phone starts ringing, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, now that's the management stuff.
Yeah.
See, what I think you've got to, one of the things you've got to do, it seems to me, Gary, is you've got to be able to elevate yourself to an orbit for a day, for a half a day, for a day a month, a day a week, whatever you can do, even if it's a Saturday or a Sunday. You've got to elevate yourself to the CEO level so that you don't have the phones ringing in your ear. You don't have people coming in your door throwing stuff on your desk. You've got to be able to get to that point, or you'll never isolate those three things, let alone work on them.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We call that, you're the CEO of yourself. We refer to it as self-leadership.
Right.
And so the next step is, okay, identify the three things you want to do for the year, then turn around and say, okay, given that, what are the three things I want to do in the next 90 days?
Mm-hmm.
And then, to your point about recalibrating, we actually suggest that once a week you take 30 minutes to yourself and say, okay, what are the next three things I need to do this week? And that's how you take what's important and get it in front of your mind and your heart, so that when the phone rings and all these other things that try to overwhelm you during the week, you have a mooring or an anchor that says, boy, what about these three things? And you can't ever let up on this. It's like a fitness program. You have to
do. Here, I need your website.
SixDisciplines.com, spelled out.
When we come back, I'm going to have Gary tell us how to choose those three. And also talk about, how do we get help choosing those three? Who do we turn to if we can't seem to pull the trigger on those? Who could help us with that? And we'll get Gary to help us after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.